You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, August 6th. Today is Wednesday, August 6th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today, and I hope you all had a great Tuesday. The worst day of the week is over. You are officially halfway through the week. You are closer to the weekend, and we are now... Tomorrow, like literally tomorrow, there will be an Eagles football game in South Philadelphia as the Eagles take on the Cincinnati Bengals in their preseason opener. And look, we're not going to see starters. We are apparently, by the way, going to see Bengals starters. I guess head coach Zach Taylor saying on Tuesday that the Bengals are going to play their starters potentially into the second quarter on Thursday night. So lots of thoughts on that. First of all, like, how dumb is that decision? You want to talk about risking it for nothing. Apparently they're doing it because they've gotten off to slow starts. Like, I don't know, man. I get you're trying to send a message, but you're going to get off to a really slow start if Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins or Joe Burrow gets hurt. So I think it's a dumb decision, but hey, they're going to do it, and it's going to give the Eagles a chance to see their backups against a non-playoff team, but one of the better teams in the NFL, at least from an offensive standpoint, on Thursday night. So if you're going down to the game on Thursday night, first of all, stop by the WIP tent. We'll have the pregame show there. I will be there. But you're going to get a chance to see Joe Burrow. And after debating him versus Jalen all offseason, will certainly be interesting to see. So 24 hours away, or more than that, I guess, depending on where you're listening to it. We're close. Eagles, Bengals, Thursday night. So let's talk about, though, what's on the schedule for today. Because today is not Thursday. Today is Wednesday. And the Eagles finally have a day off. So, or at least the media will not be there to cover practice. The Eagles on Tuesday had their third of three straight days of practice. Now they'll have a walkthrough today. And then obviously the game tomorrow. So no Eagles practice, no press conferences, no live tweets. So a slow day in some ways for the Eagles. But the good news is, we got a Go Birds pod with me and James. So 10 a.m., me and James are going to be recording a Go Birds pod. Unfortunately, won't be on YouTube until later. I think 6 p.m. it'll go up on YouTube, but the pod should be in your feed at some point today, just recapping the last few days, talking about what we're looking forward to watching on Thursday. So make sure you check that out. And then if you want to come and hang with me and James, tennis, Joe versus Jack, the epic third battle between the two in a best of five. Jack Fritsch, Joe DeCamera, tennis at FDR Park at 11:30 today. So the Phillies at 12:30, Joe and Jack at 11:30. It's a good way to spend your day. Go down, watch some tennis, and then go watch some baseball. And I know it's daytime, but I think seeing that Johan Duran intro is like almost a Philly bucket list thing. Like, I got to see it in I have to go see it in person. I've not yet, but I really, really want to. So that is what is on the schedule for today. And another quick scheduling note, actually, a bit of news came out on Tuesday. So the Eagles are playing the Bengals on Thursday, but then next week they're playing the Cleveland Browns on Saturday in a 1 p.m. game. kills Go Birds Radio, unfortunately, but we'll have Eagles football in that time slot. But initially, when it was reported the Eagles were going to have joint practices against the Browns, it was initially reported as only one day. They were going to have one day of work, which is what they did against the Patriots last year. Now, it's going to be 2 days. So they're going to practice next Wednesday and Thursday against the Cleveland Browns prior to their Saturday game at 1 o'clock. As you know, joint practices, the best days of training camp. Nick and Jalen go into this practice within with a 9-2 record in joint practices. So they consistently beat the competition when they compete. So we'll, be excited to see. Now the Browns are one of the teams that have handed Nick Sirianni and Jalen a loss. In fact, the 1 year they did go against each other, the Browns won day one, came in with more emotion, I thought, than the Eagles. And then the Eagles came back to win day two. So we'll see what happens next week against Cleveland. But that is something to keep in mind that is new that we did not know. All right, the injury report. So like I said, the Eagles were back on the practice field Tuesday, but a few key players still not there. Now, the good news is their list of guys not practicing shrunk. We got Andrew Mukuba back out there. Nolan Smith was back out there. So it was some good news in that front. But Zach Bond still not out there with a back injury. A.J. Brown still not out there with a hamstring injury. Again, I would not worry about these injuries. Now, look, like, there's lingering aspects potentially, but I don't think the team believes these are anything serious. If it was anything serious, they wouldn't be out there. As I said, like, AJ's at practice. He's walking around. He's animated. He's into it. Zach Bond's been out there every day doing the same thing. So I would expect them to likely practice on Saturday. And that would be the day where if they're not, maybe you start to think, all right, like, time for these guys to get back out there. But I don't think there's any long-term concern. That's the sense I get, is that they fully expect AJ and Zach Bond to be out there week one against Dallas, which less than a month away now from taking place. So in addition to Zach Bond and AJ Brown, Montrell Johnson Jr., the undrafted running back, did not practice due to a hamstring injury. And Byron Young, the defensive tackle who was claimed last year, never ended up playing, is sidelined with a groin injury. I don't think either of those players are going to make the team. So we will see if they come back on practice squad, but two players that needed great training camps, and Montrell Johnson Jr. has been really good in the touches he's gotten, but Byron Young, I think, is not making the most of this opportunity. So two guys I don't think will be on the team. Now, from a limited aspect, Andrew Mukuba is listed as limited with a shoulder injury, but he did practice and he had a really nice play on Tuesday. If you want to hear a detailed breakdown of that practice on Tuesday, go check it out. It's in the feed. I broke down almost every play the first team offense did, how Jalen did, who stood out. So go check that out. But Mukuba was one of those players. So he was out there in a limited capacity. Terrace Marshall didn't do any team reps, but he was back doing some work, which is good to hear, with his knee injury. Matt Pryor and Mac McWilliams, both limited. Matt Pryor with the shoulder, Mac McWilliams with a quad injury. Trevor Keegan, limited with a back. Charlie Hewlett, the long snapper, again, the Eagles signed a long snapper this week, limited with a neck. I was talking to special teams guru Jimmy Kemsky, and he was saying, I think this makes sense, that, probably they signed this guy to snap in the game on Thursday because Charlie Hewlett can snap in practice, but not in a game. So we'll see, but definitely watching the long snapping and the kicking operation on Thursday will be something to keep an eye on. And then finally, Lewis Cine, limited with a hamstring. It's not good for him. Not good. I don't think he'll be making the team. And I think at this point, we'll see if he's back on the practice squad. So prior to practice on Tuesday, which was about an hour, it was a bit of a lighter day. Jalen, I had down as 12 of 20, 5 touchdowns. Had an interception, though, probably should have had 2 and missed an open touchdown. So a mixed kind of day for Jalen. But again, if you want to hear about that, go check out the day 10 practice pod. But prior to practice, Nick Sirianni spoke to the media and touched on a couple things. So first, he was asked about the trade of Jakarion Bennett from the Las Vegas Raiders. And he was asked about him, and here's what he had to say.
What does Bennett bring to this team?
Yeah, again, we liked his tape coming out. We liked his tape when he was with with the Raiders, and he's got speed, coverage ability, special teams value. So we're excited to have him.
Yeah. So Nick's the head coach. He's involved in these things, but this was a Howie decision to make the trade with Vic Fangio. And then of course Nick's involved, but I don't think Nick is breaking down defensive back tape too much. So yeah, I look. Nick went short of saying that Bennett is in the competition for the starting corner job. You know, he was pressed on that a little bit. And I don't think he's saying that because he's not. I just don't think he wants to make a headline of like Bennett here to compete with Keeley and Adoree and make Keeley and Adoree feel like they're slipping on their jobs. But he's just definitely going to be competing with them. Now, Nick was asked about Keeley and Adoree, and here's what he had to say about those two.
What does this say about Keeley and Adoree, and what have you seen from that?
Again, just adding depth to that position. I think both of those guys have done an outstanding job, and I know Vic talked about that yesterday. Just you know, that's a battle. You love having battles, and I think you can look out there and see Adoree make a play, and you see Keeley make a play, and you guys have seen it. They're doing a really nice job, and excited about how they worked and how they worked all off season, how they worked all summer and came in here ready to compete. Competition brings out the best in all our guys. And we're looking forward to continuing those battles with those guys. I think what's really obvious to me with this football team is how much they like to compete. That's part of toughness is your competitive drive. I can't tell you how many times Saquon, Jalen Hurts, Jalen Carter have come up to me and said, "Hey, what's the competition today? Hey, what are we doing for the competition today? Hey, why haven't we done one of these yet?" And it's making me force me to think about how different ways we can compete against each other. We got a new way we're going to do it today. But I love the competitive drive of this team. Again, like I said, competition brings out the best in everybody. And it gives you ideas. Like we ran a fourth down play the other day. You know, it gives you confidence to be able to go for those things in the season. And I also firmly believe that competition brings teams closer together. The guys that, and we say this all the time, the guys that, if you think back to all the guys that you're closest with, I bet you in this sport, like I bet you competed a lot against them. So, yeah, it's been good competition, and I like what's going on.
I think in some ways the more important quote was Vic Fangio talking on Monday and saying that it was close between Keeley and Adoree, which obviously means neither has stood out, neither has separated themselves. And that's why they went out and traded for Bennett. Bennett has started in the NFL. He's played well. His advanced stats are really, really good. Again, reminds me a lot of Isaiah Rodgers in terms of the profile, a young player that hasn't played a lot, but when he has been good and, you know, probably incorrectly cast aside by his team. Why did the Raiders trade him? I'm not sure, but it didn't seem like it was a good idea. So we'll find out how he plays. My guess is he won't be out on the practice field until Saturday. I'd be obviously stunned if he played in the game on Thursday night. So Saturday will be the beginning of Bennett, you know, beginning the chase of winning that second cornerback job, because I do think he'll be able to compete for that. And I think it's even. Like, I think Keeley, Adoree, Bennett all have an equal chance of winning that job. And you could even convince me into Bennett being the favorite after, you know, they went out and traded for him. So a big theme on Tuesday's practice was, in terms of the questions people were asked, but also I think coming off the last few days, was how competitive practice has been. I talked to you guys about the practice last Friday where they ran 46 team drills. And then, the practice on Monday, I think it was, where they had a lot of really intense situational drills, like backed up, intense, 3-3, seventh rep, Jalen wins it, like really intense practices. And so Nick was asked about that and the benefit of competing at practice. So here's what he had to say about that. But then also in a follow-up question, he was asked about Jalen and Saquon specifically. And here's what he had to say. So here's Nick about the competition and then Jalen Carter, I should say, and Saquon Barkley and how like instrumental they've been in making it a competitive environment.
You were saying before, Nick, about Saquon and Jalen being so invested in practice. In your experience, is it rare for superstars to be so invested in practice?
No, I think your best players on good teams, your best players work the hardest, are the most competitive, because then everything else follows after that. So I wouldn't say that's rare. I think that's a staple of good football teams.
I think he's right. Like when Saquon showed up to that last Friday's practice ready to go, it changed the environment of the practice. When Jalen Carter got back out on the practice field after missing time with a shoulder and he's talking trash to the offense and he's making plays, it changed the environment of the practice. And I'm just telling you, I've covered a lot of training camps. Like, these are some of the most competitive practices I've seen. I always talk about how competitive joint practices are, and they are better for sure. But these have somewhat picked up a similar vibe to those, with just how much the offense and defense are competing against each other. Jalen Hurts talked about it as well. I'm going to save that quote for you guys because I have a larger picture thought on it. But they've definitely been super competitive, and I think the defense has won their fair share. So, you know, the what does Nick do, like all like that thing. Nick creates a super competitive environment practice. I think he's very good at getting these guys motivated to work hard, and you can see it out there. So the players like it. They've talked about it a lot in training camp after practices. So definitely a good start to camp in that regard. And I think this is something you'll see more and more of the longer Nick is here. All right. Another thing Nick talked about was he was asked about whether or not the starters would play on Thursday night. And as you might expect, he didn't answer, even though we all know the answer, but I'll play it for you guys anyway. So he was asked about Thursday night and how involved Vic Fangio is in whether guys play. So here's what Nick had to say about that.
Have you made a decision about Thursday with playing?
Yeah, still thinking through all those things. You know, everything's discussed. We've spent a lot of time discussing it, and we'll see how that goes. And, you know, today's practice will, you know, this will be our third day in a row in practice, and we'll see how guys are feeling after this and go from there.
So I think that Nick is involved for sure. I do think if Vic wants to play guys, those guys will probably play. Like, it wouldn't shock me to see Keeley and Adoree out there. It wouldn't shock me to see Jahad Campbell out there. It would not shock me to see, you know, Sidney Brown out there, potentially Andrew Mukuba. Like, I think they're going to want to play the guys who they want to see in a game and how they play. And I think Vic has enough sway to make that happen. So I don't think you'll see Jalen, Saquon, AJ, any of the offensive linemen. Like, you'll see backups on offense. And I think like Jalen Carter won't play. Nolan Smith, maybe Jalix Hunt, but probably not. Like, there'll be some guys on defense that sit, but I think that for the most part, that you'll see some key guys in there on defense, which will definitely make the game more exciting to watch. And look, I think it's dumb to play starters in the preseason. I do. But when it's someone like Sidney Brown that I do think needs reps, I can see the risk of that somewhat. I can see the reward of that, I should say, somewhat outweighing the risk. So speaking of guys that'll play on Thursday night, one key battle that has been taking place in camp is the wide receiver battle behind AJ Brown, Devontae, and Jahan Dotson. So, you know, Nick has talked about the receivers, but I thought he went out of his way on Tuesday to especially talk up one receiver. So here's Nick on the wide receiver battle, but also listen to who he hypes up quite a bit here. So here's Nick on that.
How valuable has the opportunity been for like Johnny Wilson and Nia Smith getting like first team reps with AJ being out and Devontae before that?
Yeah, anytime that you know, obviously the ones in our practices get more reps, so they're getting more reps than they would get when they were with the twos. So anytime you get more reps, and you know, that's huge. You know, it builds trust and with the quarterback, which is always big. You know, Johnny had a big third down catch in a backed up scenario yesterday, which, you know, again, builds confidence. And so, yeah, I think those guys in that wide receiver room are doing a nice job. You know, Jahan's been good all off season. Same thing, like kind of how I mentioned Tyler Steen, Jahan is another guy that's really showed up. And then, you know, it's been good battle for, you know, that 4 or 5 spot. You know, I think Anais is, you know, shows great quickness and acceleration. He's scrappy. Johnny, you know, I think it's probably underestimated how much Johnny did for us last year on that field. One of our better special teams players. You know, a guy that was very powerful at the point of attack on the number one rushing team. And then, you know, looking forward to Terrace getting back out there. Elijah Cooks is doing a good job. Darius Cooper's got a lot of talent, and we're excited to continue to work with those guys.
I don't know if Nick's a WIP listener 24/7, but my guess is he has heard that Johnny Wilson is being criticized for the camp he's having, whether he's being sent tweets, whether whatever. But I think he wanted to compliment Johnny there. Like, he wanted to go out and be like, yo, Johnny helped us win a Super Bowl, true or not. Johnny did. Johnny's great in the run, true or not. Like, I think he wanted to remind people how much he likes Johnny Wilson. Do I think that means Johnny Wilson's going to make the team? No. Like, I do think Johnny Wilson's spot is up for grabs right now. He's probably on my 53-man roster prediction right now, but I don't think it's a lock that Johnny Wilson makes the team. But I do think Nick very clearly wanted to go out and hype up his guy. And yeah, I think that's part of the job of the head coach is, you know.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Different ways. Like, we've seen Vic Fangio go out there. That was not a yawn, by the way. We've seen Vic Fangio go out there and criticize players at the podium to motivate them. Nick is much more of a attaboy guy, of like a come on, you can do this guy. And Johnny Wilson, who I don't think is having a great camp, probably like to hear that from Nick. So Elijah Cooks has been awesome. Darius Cooper has been awesome. And Johnny Wilson hasn't been. Now we'll see. You know, Nick's right. Like, he played snaps for them in a Super Bowl winning year. But I definitely think his roster spot is up for grabs. So one guy's roster spot who's not up for grabs, quarterback Jalen Hurts, who also spoke to the media on Tuesday. And on the other side, we'll dive into some things he had to say, including a quote that I think a year ago would have been a huge story, and now we're just kind of moving past it, but I think was very interesting. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors. So I talked about you know, how the practices have been way more competitive and how, you know, I think it's been really good for the team. Jalen Hurts was at the podium on Tuesday. And like I said, Jalen had a up and down day, 12 of 20, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, some really, really nice touchdown throws, a really nice one to Dotson, a really nice one to Devontae, a super nice one to Saquon. But then a few throws he probably wants to have back, an interception to Reed, one that should have been picked off by Keely Ringo, and then a missed touchdown to Calcaterra. So, you know, he had his ups and his downs, but went to the podium after practice. And first, I do think over the last few pressers, we've seen a little bit of a looser Jalen. Like, he seems, I can't explain it great, which is probably not great because my job is to explain things, but I do think he just seems looser. He doesn't seem as buttoned up. Like, I think he's giving longer answers. As silly as it sounds, he's like moving his hands more. Like, I do think he seems a little looser up there. So he talked about the competition at practice and how that's going. And you know, I think you can tell he really enjoys it. So here's Hurts on that.
Coach Johnny was telling us this morning that he's purposely putting you guys in very competitive situations this camp. It seems like this year more than ever, there's more competitive nature. How do you feel like the team's responding to that?
I think the team is in a great place from a competitive standpoint. Everyone's just striving and we're pushing each other every day. You know, he puts us in those tough situations, in those situations where you have to make a play and figure it out. And I think competitively, and from a camaraderie standpoint, it builds confidence in one another, in the guy next to you, the guys on the other side of the ball. And so it's good to come out here and compete, know you're getting better because of the opponent you're going against every day.
I do think the competitive part of practice has helped Jalen in the way that prior to Tuesday, he had a few practices where he wasn't completing a high percentage of passes, but the passes he was completing came in some pretty big spots. Situational football, backed up, third downs, those type of things. So Jalen, you can tell, really likes the environment of being competitive and likes having those situational drills. And the Eagles have been a great situational team. I saw a tweet recently where the top three teams in winning one score games, I think it was last year, maybe it was over the past 3 years. I forget what the time frame was, but It was Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. So Pittsburgh, random surprise there and there, but Kansas City and Philadelphia, it's clear why. Great head coach, great quarterback. And that, you know, they've been really good at it. Now, Baltimore, ironically, was not good at it, which I think throws us back into the whole Jalen Lamar debate, right? But I think that the Eagles having competitive drills in practice where it is third down and it feels like a game and the crowd noise is playing and they have to have it, I do think that prepares you for a game and kind of getting in that mental part of it. So I think the competition's been a good thing, and obviously Jalen agrees. Next up, Hurts talked about Quinyon Mitchell, who's been outstanding this camp. Basically, everybody that talks about him talks highly of him. And here is what he had to say about how good Quinyon has been so far in training camp.
When you throw that Quinyon, whether it's to AJ or Devontae, what have you noticed about like how, you know, how much he's improved from last season, and what's it like trying to put the ball in there?
I think for Quinyon, he's just growing in confidence. You know, I don't know if y'all asked me or I brought it up, but it was something that I said the last time I sat here, just his confidence. And I even took the time to ask him. I said, man, what do you feel like the difference is for you in year two? He said, confidence. And so just want to see that continue to develop and see that continue to grow. You know, he's been very sticky in coverage. He's been challenging all of those guys on the offensive side from a one-on-one standpoint. And so it's been good. It's been competitive, and we've all been getting better for it.
One thing I've definitely learned in my time covering the team is players know in the locker room when a guy is that guy. Like when a guy is like a dude that is awesome, that you just look and you go, yeah, that guy's really good. Like last year, I think one of the reasons AJ and Devontae were somewhat okay with giving up their targets in the passing game was because they could look and go, I mean, yeah, man, like that Saquon Barkley, like that dude is special. I think if they were handing it to Miles Sanders or, you know, some other running back that's been here a lot, they probably wouldn't have that same reaction. No shots at Miles. Miles was good. But I think that guys know. And when you talk to AJ about Quinyon, when you talk to Devontae about Quinyon, when you talk to Jalen about Quinyon, it is apparent they know how good he is. So I thought that was a good quote. You know, talk about how hard it is to throw against him, how good he's been in coverage. Quinyon's having an awesome, awesome camp. And I think a lot of all pros and pro bowls are in Quinyon's future, especially now that he's traveling. I think he'll get more attention nationally for the job he does. Speaking of national attention, one guy who got a lot of it over the last year is Saquon Barkley. And Saquon Barkley has talked at practice this year, or I should say at training camp this year, about how he feels more comfortable around the Eagles. And Jalen was asked a question about Saquon, and it's a good quote, so here it is. But the follow-up I thought was super interesting. So here he is talking about how Saquon's confident, and something I thought was interesting with the follow-up.
What have you seen from Saquon this year versus last? He just seems more comfortable. He's having fun. He's trash-talking. He talked a lot about that. Have you seen a difference from him personality-wise?
I haven't seen a difference. That's who he is, and, you know, after the year he's had and after the success he's had, you'd only think that you'd have confidence in yourself and where you are. And so I just want to see him build off of what he's established for himself.
So, you know, he says Saquon's the same, blah, blah, like good, you know, whatever. But what's interesting is the follow-up is, do you feel that? And he goes, I'd say the same. Like you can tell this dude, because he's won the Super Bowl, is feeling that confidence. And that's why I said, coming off of the championship game in the Super Bowl, I would buy Jalen Hurts stock. Because I think getting the loss off of his back and doing it at that stage, I think he's ready to take off. Now, he's got to go do it. You know, he did not follow up 2022 with a good season in 2023. But I thought that I'd stay the same was a good look into Jalen's feeling confident too. You know, like he steps to the podium. He's got the Michael Jordan looking gold chains on. Like he's feeling himself right now, and he should. He's Super Bowl MVP. But I think the confidence he has in knowing he can do it and knowing, I mean, you figure he's probably spent 5 or 6 years of his life before last year thinking about, I want to be the best quarterback ever. Like he probably thought about it in college. He probably thought about it when he got to the NFL. And now he's actually on that path, not to be the best ever. Like obviously that's a long path, but he's on like a Hall of Fame trajectory. Like he's there. Like those years of thinking about it, he's there. So definitely, I think, you know, you can just see the confidence with him, and you can see the he's ready, I think, to have a big year. So finally, I thought this quote last year would have been a huge story. You remember last year at this time, it was, are Nick and Jalen be able to get along? How's their relationship? You know, there was the awesome article from Tim McManus of ESPN where it's like, I don't think you'll see him getting dinner anytime soon. Jalen had some quotes where he just kind of like wouldn't compliment Nick. Well, Nick got a compliment from Jalen, and I thought it was one of the most organic and like natural compliments Jalen's ever given him. So here's Jalen talking about the mentality of practice, but also complimenting Nick. So here that is.
What does that kind of breed amongst the group when you know it's kind of like your iron sharpens iron mentality?
Well, that's a pretty unique thing, you know, because from Smitty's standpoint, I can assure that that's a Alabama mentality, and that's something that's kind of been ingrained in us. And so given how many of those type of guys we have around here, you know, SEC type guys, it all kind of comes from the same template and mold. And so the competition is everything, how Coach Sirianni goes about it. I applaud it and support it fully. And we just kind of build off of that. I think Coach Sirianni does a really good job of, again, just bringing those situations to life in practice so we can already have a mode and have that much conviction when it is 4th and 5 and what we're going to do. 3rd and 1, what we're going to do. Everybody knows what we're going to do in that moment. But just building that confidence in one another.
So prior to practice, you know, I took a picture of Nick and Jalen standing next to each other, and Nick's looking at him and he's smiling, and you know, Jalen's talking to him. Winning cures all. Winning cures all. And as I've always said, I think they are a head coach and quarterback that have so much in common, they should have a great relationship. I think Jalen is naturally a private guy and probably keeps guys at arm's length. But they both love football. They both come from a football family. They both think about football all the time. They're both obsessed with the history of football. They both want to be great. Like, they have so many reasons to be super close. And I think winning is obviously has helped that. So thought that was a really nice compliment from Jalen on Nick. And just the fact that we've reached a point where him complimenting Nick's not a huge story really shows how far this team has come in the last year. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Means the world that you start your day with listening to me blabber on about the Eagles. So go out, enjoy your day. Come by tennis if you can. It would be cool to meet some real ones and auto downloaders. But if not, tomorrow we got a pod talking about the game, and we're pretty close to Eagles football. So go out, enjoy your day. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.